virtual couch.
Let's get cozy and comfortable and get ready to hear some
enlightening,
empowering, and inspiring talk on the virtual couch with Leticia.
Leticia's virtual couch.
Leticia's virtual couch.
Deciding to attend therapy can be a very scary ordeal. Finding the right therapist can be very scary and anxiety-provoking at the same time, and quite confusing. So some of you may ask, what are some of the questions? What would I ask? Like, how would I start? So some of the things that you will want to ask your therapist is about cost, availability, and access. And to lessen your apprehension and your anxiety, you definitely want to ask about their professional style, treatment style, approach, and modalities used to help you achieve your goals. I always inform my clients to ask me anything. And again, if you have a therapist that you're meeting with and they feel offended by you asking anything, that should be your sign right there. Now, hiring a therapist should be like buying a car or a house, and definitely do your research, right? You have to definitely do your research, especially when it comes to matters of the mind, no pun intended. Now, most therapists will offer a 15-minute to even 30-minute consultation for free. A lot of therapists. And this is what I usually call like a test run. And this is where you definitely want to ask a lot of your questions. So as a therapist, clinician, I wanted to help you navigate, see what some of the questions that you need to ask. So some of the basic questions that you want to ask a prospective therapist is, how long have you been practicing? What licenses and certifications do you have? And what professional organizations do you belong to? That's probably not all that important, but you may want to ask just to see what their experience and expertise and just how invested they are in this field. How much do you charge? Now, I know this question can definitely raise your level of anxiety, because usually when it comes to money matters, we tend to not want to go there. I know, I've been there myself. What are your sliding scale options? Yes, there are sliding scales that a lot of therapists will offer. And so that's based on your income. And however that therapist determined that is up to that therapist. You know, some therapists may ask for bank statements. Some may just give you a sliding scale and use the honor system. Many clients have had very similar circumstances to your own. So you may want to ask, you know, this is the issue that I'm having. Have you ever dealt with someone who has this issue? For instance, anxiety, depression, and you may want to even be more specific about that. Is your therapist a good fit? You know, a lot of times your therapist just may not be a good fit. And they may not be, it may not be that they're a bad person, of course not. It's just that they are not the best fit for you and your treatment goals. So some other questions you may want to ask them, even more depth questions. What are your strengths and limitations as a therapist? What are your general philosophies? And you may want to ask that. Definitely. I know it seems like it's a little intrusive, but I'm telling you, if your therapist have a hard time when answering any of your questions, it may not be a good fit. That's your answer right there. What treatment modalities? That's cognitive behavioral therapy, your exposure therapies, your the list goes on. I don't want to name them all here, but you want to see what is their style of treatment. What would they use to help you reach your goals? Some of the other important questions you may want to ask, how often would you anticipate seeing me and for how long? That's a very good question. Now, if you have a therapist that say, oh, I'm going to see you for a week, maybe that's a red flag. And I'm exaggerating, so I hope there's no therapist out there that would say that. Of course not. What are some of your goals? What are some of the goals you would have for me based on what I've just told you? I think that's a very good question. What kind of homework would you assign to me? And what are some of the books would you suggest me reading? These are very in-depth and proactive questions that I think is, and I'm just gonna be honest with you, therapists really appreciate clients that are proactive. I know I do, because you know why? It shows us how motivated you are. And so the more motivated you are, the easier our job is. I'm telling you, it's nothing worse than having a client who is unmotivated. It's like talking to a brick wall. And of course, there's some people who are just not there yet. And sometimes you have to assess, you know what, are you really ready for therapy? Because it is up to you to actually be ready for therapy. So another question I wanted to leave with, how do I prepare for my first session? Yes, it's almost like the first day of school, right? How do I prepare? Do you want me to bring anything? Any past journals? I know for me, I have clients bring their journals, especially journals that they had before me, because I like to just go on a journey with them to see what some of the things they've been jotting down, mood charts or anything like that, even family photos, just so that I can get a gist of what I'm working with. Okay? Again, you are your greatest investment. I cannot stress that enough. Your mind is your greatest investment. You can have the greatest house, greatest car, but if your mind is not in the right state, you can't even enjoy all those beautiful things, right? So again, if you want to even ask me any questions or just share some of your experiences, I would love to hear your experiences on your journey to find that great therapist. And again, it's not gonna be overnight. You may have to go through maybe 5, sometimes even 10 people until you find the right fit. Just like with anything, if you want to find that perfect dress for that party, you're not gonna stop at the first store and say, oh, I can find that dress, right? So how more important is it to find the right therapist to help you achieve those treatment goals that's gonna send you on that journey to wellness freedom? I'm telling you, it's nothing like having a stable mind. So with that said, happy hunting.